The state legislature created the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transit Authority, known commonly as TBARTA, in 2007, when times were different. Facing cuts in state funding, Executive Director Bob Clifford said the organization is poised to be another casualty of the 2011 legislative session.
It looks like it's $150 million out of the trust fund. It's been about a $10 billion loss out of the trust fund over the last 4 years, and this would continue that trend.
On Monday, some board members of the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority, or HART, pushed for the shelving of that agency's alternatives analysis. The analysis is a very detailed study determining the viability of modes like light rail and is required in order to secure federal matching dollars. Clifford said if the as-yet-unfinished study were to stop in its tracks, TBARTA's overarching mission wouldn't be deeply affected.
One of the things we've been looking at is looking at the various projects out into the future and answering the questions of what is it, where is it, how much does it cost, when do we do it. That's a little bit different than their very specific alternatives analysis, which is necessary to move forward for funding. So we're really taking a step back, a little earlier piece, you know, answering those first questions. They were on that next level.
News of the rail study's potential slowdown comes the same week Floridians got word that some federal money that would have funded high-speed rail in the state had Governor Scott not shot down the project are now going to Illinois. TBARTA board member Sonny Vergara said there may be a perfect storm when it comes to support for transit in Tampa Bay, but the agency still needs to press ahead.
Our biggest challenge is funding. What's going to be the future of TBARTA? And not so much TBARTA, but how is TBARTA going to achieve its mission? That's really the issue.
The agency's mission is to create a region-wide transportation master plan that would cover the transit needs of 7 Tampa Bay area counties in the coming decades. These are Pinellas, Hillsborough, Manatee, Sarasota, Citrus, Hernando, and Pasco counties. The plan includes light rail and bus enhancements. TBARTA board chair Ronnie Duncan said there's something that seems to be lost on the public. That is, the fact that roads aren't exactly free either.
Somebody paid for them, and their maintenance of those roads are not free. Somebody's paying for them. So the notion that this new transportation system would be a new cost, it's really not an accurate statement. And I think we have to, you know, part of our mission is, and part of our responsibility is to tell the story, all the story, not just the story relative to transit.
The board agreed that public outreach on this point is key. TBARTA Executive Director Bob Clifford said greater support for public transit may grow on its own this summer as gas prices get increasingly nauseating.
The issue of $4 a gallon gas is affecting people every day. I will tell you right now, our phones are ringing off the hook in our office of people looking for solutions, looking for assistance, looking for help.
Transit officials say the economy has already upped the demand for public transit. In recent months, agencies like HART have been consistently breaking ridership records. Clifford said his office has been flooded with calls about TBARTA's vanpool program.
We presently have, it's 80-something vans on the road, and as I said, I could put 30 more on the road tomorrow, and they travel all the way from Citrus to the north to Sarasota to the south, coming in, traveling all about the region.
The program, he said, works pretty much like a standard carpool. He said one van pool routinely takes passengers from Citrus County all the way to West Shore.
You need a minimum of 5 or 6 people in a van. That they sign an agreement with us. We provide them the van. It's insured, all of those things. These are all brand new vans.
Clifford said interested parties can find out more about the program on the TBARTA website. The agency's next meeting will be June 3rd. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.